are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. It sounds like this morning President Obama has called for a $500 million program to curb gun violence, $500 million. I don't know if any of that, and I sincerely doubt any of that, means increased security at the schools. So it'll be interesting to see what the little details are of his $500 billion plan. I don't mind them spending money. I don't mind the government spending money if they're upping security. If they're not upping security, I'd like to know what the heck is going on. So as we get more information, we will keep you guys posted. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really appreciate y'all calling in and writing me. And we got a lot of your calls, a lot of your questions. We'll try to get to all of them. But, of course, we got to get to a lot of news. Some of you are kind of scratching your head at this one. We've had another subway death that occurred yesterday. And, you know, many people think, well, maybe they're falling into the, you know, the tracks. Another person pushed this poor gentleman. From what we understand, the man from the Bronx was actually defecating between subway cars while he was on the moving train. I think it's the number 6 train. And I guess he went in between the cars and he thought he could poop. And he fell through. Horrible. Just horrible. And then I guess there was another incident yesterday where a gentleman, I think, tripped. And he smelled a booze. They thought he was homeless. He ended up breaking his pelvis. We don't know if he was struck by the train or if he had just fallen. These were two separate incidences. But, you just kind of wonder, why would somebody, you know, defecate between subway cars? I'm not sure about that either. I mean, anytime I've been on a train or subway back east, I have been a little reluctant to use the potty. Okay, I'll give you that. I remember one time I really had to pee, and I went to the potty, and there was this big like soft serve pile of it was like basically a soft serve pile of poop on the seat. And you know how if a seat is dirty, you know, like somebody sprays it in the back, you're like, well, maybe I could just kind of sit towards the front. There was no toilet paper, no seat covers. So there was this big pile of poop on the toilet seat. I was taking a train from Poughkeepsie down to the city because I think my husband was visiting his family and I had something to do in town. So I took a train and I remember holding it. I couldn't pee. And so I guess, you know, the bathroom situation is so bad that somebody feels the need to go in between the subway cars and poop. I don't know how he did that with his pants off. I mean, he probably lost his balance. It's a shame. It's a shame. But if this does have to do with, I mean, if the bathrooms haven't changed on these subway cars, right, in 20-some years, I blame the subway for this one too. For a man to have no other choice but to go to the bathroom on a moving train in between subway cars outside, that's some crazy stuff. Now, I guess the union has ordered New York City subway trains to slow down after some of the recent pusher deaths. Remember we were talking about how some New York City citizens were calling for these trains to maybe slow down to 50 miles an hour or when they're coming into the station? Because, you know, what's been happening is people have been getting pushed, like what we saw a couple weeks ago. And then, unfortunately, conductor of the subway or driver has no time, no reflex time. So I guess the transport union is instructing subway drivers to reduce their speed from 30 to 40 miles an hour down to 10 miles an hour when entering stations. Now, can this cause overcrowding? Yeah, it can. I mean, whenever there's any recommendation or any safety type of implementation, there's always critics. And from what we understand, you have people extremely upset that now there's going to be overcrowding and the subway is going to be more dangerous. because now they're, you know, people aren't moving as quickly. Remember, you know, New Yorkers really have their acts together. You know, New Yorkers know how to get off and on subways. They, I mean, with the exceptions who were pushed, and how tragic that was. But for the most part, these guys know how to move. So subway rushes in, people get off, you jump in, and, you know, I noticed New Yorkers don't dilly-dally. When you order food in New York, you know, I brought my mom to New York once, and I, you know, my blood pressure rose 30, 40 points, because when she goes to a restaurant, you know, she does the Harry Met Sally type of thing, you know, Sally Albright. Well, I think I need this on the side, but I don't want this. I don't. And I go, oh, no, not in New York. You order the food, you eat the way it comes, you shut up and you leave. I mean, you don't slow anybody down in New York. It's not that you don't get customer service. It's nobody has time to be slowed down. So don't slow anybody down. And that's just the fervor. That's just the culture of New York. I dig it because I don't like to waste time. I don't like to waste any time. I mean, if I have to take a train and I have to go on another train and I have to get to Battery Park or wherever I need to go, I mean, I need to move. No interruptions. So I see this as being an issue. If they're coming into the station 34 miles an hour normally, and now they got to crawl in at 10 miles an hour, even though I think it is a safe move and it does make perfect sense to me, and I'm excited about that because I think it's ridiculous that people are being pushed in front of subways and dying. I know New Yorkers are not going to like it, and we're going to definitely see some bottlenecking. But then again, honestly, New Yorkers are so resilient. I'm sure they're going to figure out a way how to, deal with the extra slow time. I'm sure everybody's going to have their acts together and go, all right, guys, then, you know, just move. Nobody talk. Nobody say goodbye. No last minute kiss on the subway. You know, nothing like that. All right. I think they'll be okay. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. It looks like women who have their ovaries removed, they say, are more likely to suffer mental decline as they age rather than keeping the ovaries. Now, you all know I am waiting for my next birthday to get my hysterectomy. I cannot wait. Turn those ovaries into earrings, my uterus into a beautiful necklace. I can't wait. Cervix will be a pinky ring. Can't wait. Totally can't wait. But that's an issue. We also have women who get migraines with auras, more at increased risk for heart disease. And we also got, don't worry, we got some cool stuff for our men too. So don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Thanks to you all for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so President Obama spoke earlier today on how he is going to toughen gun laws. From what I understand, he is going to spend millions of dollars on a program. Doesn't sound like it's increasing any sort of security at the schools, which is something we need right now. I think there was a Kentucky college shooting yesterday in the middle of a parking lot. Apparently, his plans include a ban on assault weapons, the limits on high-capacity magazines, expanding background checks for gun purchases, new gun trafficking laws to crack down on the spread of weapons across the country. He also promised to act without congressional approval, from what I understand, to increase the enforcement of existing gun laws and improve the flow of information among federal agencies to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who shouldn't have them. All right, so, you know, some of you have asked me, okay, where are the Republicans standing on this? Where, you know, what have they been doing? Where's the NRA? And, you know, what should they do? You know, what should, you know, do we really need assault rifles? Where should, you know, most conservatives stand on this? All right. Now, of course, you know, I'm a doctor, right? I'm a lover, not a fighter. Okay. But I like my guns. I don't want anything happening to my guns. Do I think it's ridiculous that people are, you know, taking guns from, siblings or parents and going up and shooting schools? I think it's horrifying. But again, what I think needs to be done immediately And what I think Washington has completely wasted their time on is upping security at the schools. Now, the NRA has been under a lot of fire today because liberal media has been playing their commercials or their PSAs discussing how Obama doesn't want armed guards at schools, yet his children, which is something I think all radio hosts have talked about, yet his children are allowed to have Secret Service protection and armed guards there. So why do his kids get armed security and the rest of the the rest of the country doesn't? Right? And we have to be fearful that once they start taking, you know, High Magazine a type of adjuncts to weaponry and assault weapons, they're going to just keep going. And it's a little scary, all right? Because I know the average, let's say the average person watching the news, let's say they're not very political, they're going to be looking at this going, well, you know, do we really need to have assault weapons? I mean, do we need to have machine guns? You know, do those need to be in circulation? Some people will say, this isn't me. This is what, you know, people have brought up. I get the rifle. I get having a gun in the house to protect yourself. I get all that. But do we need machine guns? So why is everybody having a big, coronary over this? It makes sense to me. Well, again, we not understand what happens when government gets involved. And once they start to infringe on the Second Amendment, taking any sort of weapons and starting to delineate, well, which weapons they can take and which can't, it's going to be very easy for them to just cross the line. All right? We've seen that done with taxes. Moreover, when government does get involved, all right, things just don't seem to go right. When government gets involved, like government is claiming, and Obama claims that the government will be able to be successful, all right, if they get the support, right, to decrease gun violence in schools and to get a hold of the trafficking, etc. Well, I've been watching a government that can't even deal with their immigration policy. They're supposed to be deporting illegal immigrants, and they decided not to. You know, they're supposed to be ensuring that most American citizens who are working pay taxes. And from what we understand, 50% of the country lives here isn't paying taxes. So right now, we've seen them fail miserably with immigration. We've seen them fail miserably with collecting revenue. All right. And their decision on that is, well, you know, their answer to that or solution is, well, we'll just tax the rich more. All right. But then we saw what they did with health care. They had such an opportunity to start fixing healthcare, figuring out a way where we could take care of our citizens and our poor and our hurt. And they take a phenomenal opportunity and completely screw it up with this Obamacare legislation. We also see what they've done with the economy. So I'm supposed to trust them and say, okay, we'll let you start taking away guns because I think you're going to do this right? No. So that's why you're seeing so much heat. And again, why do his kids get extra security and our kids can't? And I really commend those school systems, Ohio, Maricopa County in Arizona. I really commend the sheriff's department, or I commend the CCW holders and the volunteers for wanting to step up. And they are. They're putting their lives at risk to protect our kids. Because obviously the government does not feel protecting our children and upping security in schools is money worthy. They don't. And they think the Dream Act, you know, deserves funding. They think Planned Parenthood deserves funding, but there's no increased security, no increased security for our schools. So I really don't have faith in our government. If even they promised us, okay, we're gonna make sure all the bad guys don't get guns. Well, remember it's kind of been the good guys that have been grabbing guns and turning it to bad guys. So I don't think government knows how the hell to handle this, but if they start to disarm us Americans, that could be disastrous. And I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know. I mean, honestly, Adam Lanza and James Holmes should not have had the weaponry that they have. And I agree with everybody on that. They shouldn't have. I think we all agree on that. But government saying, okay, fine, we're going to just start banning these weapons. And I could, with an executive decision, go and mandate, any time I want to restrict weapons. We really have an infraction of our Constitution. And now we're going to be losing our protection. The one thing I could guarantee you is bad guys will always find a weapon. They will always find a weapon, whether it be a gun, whether it be a knife, whether it be a sword, whether it be their own car, whether it be in a makeshift bomb. Okay? Bad guys will always get a weapon. When they want to do harm, they figure out a way to do harm. And as far as I'm concerned, I want my guns, and anybody who wants to keep their guns to protect themselves, that's why we live in America. Because we are protected by the Constitution and its amendments that and Bill of Rights that we could defend ourselves if need be. And we could defend ourselves against the government if it turns tyrannical. So I'm not really sure where Obama's going to go with this now. And I'm frustrated because day after day after day, we still don't have armed guards and we still don't have protection of our kids. And Obama does not feel, and he said it, that bringing guns to school, that's how he's wording it, will protect our kids. Yet we increase security for our movie stars and we increase security for Obama's family. But no, not an option. It doesn't look like it's anywhere on the table for yours and my kids. And that's pretty scary. Because when you have massive shootings and you have almost every other day, there's some sort of shooting going on at school. Really, you think taking the guns away is going to stop that? No. Can we please up security? And that's just where I stand on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, emergency room visits tied to energy drinks have more than doubled over the last 5 years. And we are seeing thousands of people come in to the emergency room with anxiety, irregular heartbeats, and even heart attacks. Now, we've been discussing energy drinks and the risk of energy drinks for a while now. People still drink them. They need their energy. I just saw a commercial yesterday for that 5-hour energy where I think the gentleman said he could knit a sweater while jogging. He did his debut album. Remember, he sings debut album up to the microphone. Anyway, so he's showing the youth that he could do all these things because of 5-hour energy, which I believe are little energy pills. I don't think it's an actual beverage like Red Bull is or Monster, etc. And so there's this huge epidemic of people drinking energy drinks because they don't get enough sleep. Now they may not have to sleep as much, and they're just basically drugging themselves with caffeine. Yes, I know caffeine is a legal drug, but what they're imbibing is much more than you get from your average coffee, and you also drink and take it in quicker. You sip a cup of coffee because it's hot. So you take that caffeine in much more slowly, but you can down a Red Bull in a few seconds. So, as we're seeing more and more emergency room visits, we're being told in the medical community to please urge people to cut back on these energy drinks or avoid them altogether. I've had patients myself go into atrial fibrillation, seen them go to atrial fibrillation, which is a very deadly heartbeat, just because the caffeine was too much for the heart. So just keep in mind, guys, not the healthiest thing out there. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and following us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you have called in kind of disturbed about that Ohio teacher who was suing the school district because she had a phobia of children and young children. And when they transferred the Ohio school teacher to a junior high class of 12, 13-year-olds, she thought that was an act of it was an attack and a way for her to be pushed out of the school system. And so she is suing under her, under a violation of the America with Disabilities Act. Some of you have weighed in on this. Let's just go to at least one of the calls. Just hear what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I just felt like commenting on this teacher who is currently considering or is doing a school district. There's a few things that are very unsettling about this. The first thing is that in this economy, she's fortunate to have a teaching position. Many teachers, just like myself, are out of work and cannot find jobs. And these are teachers who are seasoned, who have been teaching for 10 years, who have been laid off because of budget cuts, so forth. The other thing that's really unsettling about this is that when she got her certification, she is certified from 7th grade to 12th grade. Her employer does not have to guarantee her a certain grade level or a certain position. Mm. Once you sign a contract with a school district, they are free to move you from any grade, from and to any grade within that certification, those certification grade levels. I think what she's doing is careless, and it would shock me if any judge ruled in her favor.
Well, like we talked about yesterday, three counts were thrown out, but the other three are being looked at and going to be entertained in our court system. And see, my problem is when something like this happens, it hurts other people who really need to be protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, when lawsuits like this happen, then, you know, it just hurts it for everybody else. And, I've always wondered that, too. You know, she has a job. She has a job. And let's say she really doesn't like small kids, whether she's phobic to them. And phobias are real. I'm not denying her phobia. If she has a phobia around small children that she says is psychiatrically verified by psychiatrists and doctors, and she can't be around four-year-olds or five-year-olds or six-year-olds, you know, I get that. But when she extrapolates it down to a 13-year-old, who obviously has reached puberty and, you know, can technically get pregnant if they're menstruating, so we're not really talking about a young child here. We're talking about a middle schooler who, and the way these kids, you know, grow up and develop, I mean, they look like mini adults at 12, 13 years old. You know, it looks like she is taking advantage of the system. She has a job. They needed her to teach middle school, you know, Spanish. I don't get it. And like I said, if really the phobia does now extend past an 8-year-old, past a 9-year-old, to a 12, 13-year-old, and she was just teaching a 14-and-a-half-year-old or 15-year-old, is she even stable enough to work? And then how can she work one or two grades higher, but not those one or two grades lower? And I think when things like this happen, it hurts it for everybody else. You know, like that lawsuit with the doctor that got sued for when a man cheats on his wife, goes into a menage a trois, dies while he's cheating on his wife. Wife gets mad, but she can't get mad at the husband because he's dead, so she goes after the guy's doctor. She goes after the man's doctor, the cardiologist, and actually wins. Multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Something like that now hurts it for everybody else. Because if we doctors see that we can get sued, and I know I bring this up a lot because I'm still shocked that a court would even entertain this or even rule in the widow's favor, right, against a doctor who was never even near that menage a trois. I guess the basis was the doctor never told the man to not have sex. And when he did order appropriate cardiac testing, whether it be the insurance or whether it be the husband's schedule, it was 8 days since he had seen the doctor, which I got to tell you, in America is great. In Canada or Europe, it could be months to get your testing. So the guy could have seen the doctor on a Friday, had the following Monday, insurance was called by the office, took a few days to get it authorized, called the patient. The patient goes, no, I don't want to come in today, I don't want to come in tomorrow, but I'm free the following Monday. He dies the weekend before that following Monday, doctor gets sued and loses. $1 million lawsuit. Now, now that just ruins it for everybody else, because those of us that know of that case, fine, nobody has sex until you get your cardiac testing done. And on top of that, we're not going to let you go to work. If we're going to be sued because you dropped dead of a heart attack, then fine, we don't let you go to work. So you and I are the ones that get hurt by these stupid lawsuits, because if a doctor needs to protect his butt, fine. You know, like that little kid that couldn't go to school because he didn't have his flu shot, and the parents asked the doctor to write a note because that would have excluded him. I believe it's a New Jersey law. But the doctor, I mean, he wrote the note that would protect him and protect his practice. He said, the kid has an allergy to eggs. He didn't take that step saying he can't take a flu shot. Why? Because if the kid gets the flu, the parents can always turn around and sue him. So, you know, you're just going to more and more see this defensive attitude. And how are school districts supposed to handle somebody with a child phobia? You know, it's almost like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And where I get scared because of like a teacher like this Maria Walter Willard, who's 61 years old and who started this and prompted this to come into the news, is employers or school districts may, because of this, and this happened in a Ohio Cincinnati school district, they may hesitate the next time they have somebody with a quote-unquote disability. Because if they 10 or 20 years from now need to transfer you to a grade or to lower, and you could turn around and sue for discrimination, they may hesitate on hiring you in the first place. That's why I get nervous. The whole reason why we have the Americans with Disabilities Act is to protect people. So if they do get a disability or they have one, they have some sort of protection. All right, we need this act. We need it. And when you have somebody with a child phobia, it is disabling, mind you. Use that as a tool to go after the school district because she has to, you know, teach kids a year or two younger. Now that blows it for the rest of the people. And it's frightening. It's extremely frightening. I can't tell you how many patients don't get certain medicines that they want or they need because the doctor's like, oh, no, it's not worth the lawsuit. These lawsuits are, I think, beyond crazy. What, you know, some of them. Now, yes, are there valid lawsuits out there? Of course. Of course there are. Yeah, you know, I've said this before. Doctor cuts off a wrong leg. Doctor comes into surgery drunk. You know, absolutely. Those are, you know, that's why we have a system in place. But, you know, for crying out loud, some of these things that are entertained in the court system and actually win, they actually win. I mean, it's really going to be interesting to see what happens and how doctors react with that cardiologist getting sued when the person had sex. I mean, I still haven't told my patients no sex and no work. But if I can't see that case get successfully appealed, sorry, guys. You know, your ex-wife or your widowed wife can turn around and sue us. So as far as I'm concerned, until you get your cardiac testing, you do nothing but sit on the couch. It's ridiculous how we have to be fearful that we could lose our practice, that we could lose millions of dollars. It's ridiculous, but this is the judicial system that we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we'll get to some medical headlines in the next few minutes. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We're going to be leaving this summer out of Seattle. It is going to be an amazing trip. You can go to my website and check that out. While you're on my website, if you haven't downloaded the iPhone app or the Android app, we got a couple buttons on there where you are able to click and download for free the iPhone app or your Android app. Then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com on our website. There's a way for you to email us. Don't forget to put your email back on under the email contact so I can at least email you back unless you want the question read on air. And, of course, our phone lines are 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so migraine with aura may raise risk of heart trouble. Now, for any of you ladies out there that deal with migraines, the study only looked at ladies. It didn't look at men. But, I'm surprised after I go through a migraine, I'm even alive afterwards. I mean, these things hurt. But the aura, where you get visual effects, You know, sometimes you just, things just seem cloudy, or, I mean, auras could be a variety of different things, nausea, etc., are more at increased risk for heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots. So that's some pretty scary stuff, because these migraines with auras are pretty common. They say these are things women with this type of migraine can do to reduce their risk. Lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol levels, avoid smoking, eat healthfully, and exercise. Now, this isn't really anything new to most migraine sufferers, because when you have a migraine, even if you're a gentleman and you walk into the doctor, we always check your blood pressure. Whenever you have migraines, we always check your blood pressure. Why? Well, because some of the medications that we give you to fight migraines can up your blood pressure as well. You know, we had a patient whose blood pressure was always borderline high. She refused to take blood pressure medicine. I had to refuse to give her migraine medicine. I can't mess with it, because we know blood pressure could go up during a migraine. We also know you're at increased cardiovascular risk with migraines. And we also know that the blood pressure medicine itself can up your blood pressure risk, which really stinks, because, you know, for those of us that suffer from migraines, we really don't give a damn about our blood pressure when we're suffering with the pain right then and there. We want whatever medicine you could give us. But doctors hesitate because they don't want you to stroke. Now, like I said, this is nothing new. Other studies have found migraine associated with stroke and associated with cardiovascular disease. But they say migraine with aura, according to researchers from the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research in Bordeaux and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, they say we find migraine with aura is a quite strong contributor to major cardiovascular disease. It is one of the top two risk factors. Now, what I find interesting with this is many of us who suffer migraines, we start to lose our migraines after we hit menopause, especially for those of us whose migraines are more hormonally induced. So the one thing we've seen in women is heart disease rises after menopause. Once you're a menopausal woman, you increase your heart disease risk as much as a man's. And you're almost equal to a man once you're over menopause age. So I find that kind of interesting. For those of us whose headaches may stop after menopause, we still have a high cardiovascular risk. So just kind of keep in mind, you know, migraines, and you know, aren't the only things that obviously put you at risk. So get your blood pressures checked. If you do have headaches and you do have high blood pressure, hopefully they can find a medication that won't, that'll prevent the migraines. I mean, you know, sometimes we'll use propranolol. We'll use propranolol, which is a blood pressure medicine that actually has been found to stop headaches. And that's a pretty good medicine. That kills two birds with one stone. But it doesn't work for the acute headaches. People usually use that for preventative. Same thing with Topamax. Topamax is a medication that used to be an anti-seizure medication that we found would, you know, cut people's headaches. That should not raise the blood pressure either. So, you know, we do have some options if we needed it. All right, sorry guys, I'm on my nose. This is horrible. I know I have a cold. Well, speaking of which, apparently, Britain, from what I understand, has done a study looking at garlic and if garlic could kill colds. All right, from what I understand, who gets credit for this? Derbyshire-based. Let me see. I am trying to think which university gets credit for this. But basically, researchers are now looking at garlic and finding if its chemical constituents, allicin, can really truly fight viruses. Now, we've talked about garlic for years. I mean, garlic, I love garlic. I love foods with garlic. I mean, just garlic and onion it up. I may not digest it well, but I'm a huge fan of garlic. I think garlic's also good for cholesterol, too. But most scientists haven't agreed on its ability to combat colds and flu. So I guess, according to the Cochrane Database, which is a global research organization, they found that increasing your garlic intake during the winter can cut the duration of cold symptoms from 5.5 days to 4.5. All right, so it could cut a day. I guess it could cut a day. But again, where we have a problem with is, you know, we can't really study garlic because pharmaceutical companies need to usually be the ones to study it. And why should they spend the money on something that they won't be able to patent? So was it used previously for colds and flus? Yeah, ancient Egyptians had used garlic for 22 different ailments. The laborers used to eat garlic as they built the pyramids. It helped increase their stamina. I mean, they probably stunk, You know, but it worked. Ancient Greeks used it to cure infections, lung, blood disorders, insect bites. They even used garlic for leprosy, probably the smell. See, I think garlic smells good, but I don't like it after it's been metabolized by the human. Once you start smelling it on people's skin and breath, not too good. All right. I guess Dioscorides, the personal physician of the Emperor Nero, wrote a 5-volume treatise extolling garlic's virtues. No, not Finding Nemo, Emperor Nero. Then, I guess, 1858, French scientist Louis Pasteur discovered that garlic kills bacteria. He stuck garlic in a petri dish full of bacteria, and within a few days, bacteria-free area was around each clove of garlic that he threw onto the petri dish. I gotta say, that is one thing I miss being a doctor. I don't get to play around with petri dishes. Did any of you guys take microbiology in school? Microbiology, to me, is the coolest of the sciences. I never really, you know, cared about AC and DC, you know, power and all that other stuff. But you have a microbe that you, you know, plate on a petri dish, and then you throw something in the petri dish and you see the bacteria form a ring around it. That is some exciting stuff. I mean, I could do a whole birthday party with that. I mean, that's how exciting. My kids would never let me, but a petri dish party to me is way cool. All right. So I guess we'll keep you posted if we really think, you know, that garlic works. Apparently one study found that garlic will kill slugs and snails. Researchers from the University of Newcastle believes it contains oils that may cripple the nervous system of slugs and snails. So I guess one author has suggested a garlic soup. I guess to make garlic soup, all right, 26 cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 50 grams of butter. Oh, this is sounding good. 2 chopped onions, 1.5 chopped fresh thyme, 26, but the garlic cloves have to be, peeled and unpeeled. So it looks like 52 garlic cloves. Then you got 3.5 cups vegetable stock or chicken stock. I'd like to get some apple stock. No, it went down. Apple went down, didn't it, on stock market. 1.5 cup yogurt, 1.5 cup Parmesan cheese, 1 lemon cut into 4 wedges. Now, I don't know how many calories this could be, especially with all the butter. Oh, but that sounds good. And then they kind of tell you how to make it, but this isn't a cooking show. I'm really not Rachel Ray, as you guys could tell. All right, so that's what we know about garlic. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, you know, in the next hour, we're going to be talking about how you need to cut back on sugar to lose weight. I know some of you are like, duh, but still, it's something that we just forget to do. You know, we got our sweet teeth, right? See, I didn't say sweet tooths. I almost did. Then we're going to be talking about a cactus fruit that could treat diabetes. Don't forget, though, to take off the spines before you stick your mouth on it. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.